Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show Lady Boss knows what women want: to be free to speak their voice, to live in financial freedom, and build businesses that radiate wealth, leaving legacies we can be proud of. Every Friday, we bring you Lady Boss entrepreneurs that are changing the world. Joan Sharp, changing the conversation from money to vision. See you Friday. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm with my beautiful co-host today, Joan Sharp. Today, we're talking about changing the conversation from money to vision. This is one of the beautiful gifts that Joan is bringing us, helping us shift that conversation, that very, very important conversation. And I know that it takes practice because the old habits die hard, right? So how do your financial conversations go? How are your conversations around money and vision? With this being Black Friday coming up, we're entering gift-giving season at its fullest, and we're talking money because this is the time. It's on everybody's mind. Or are you talking about how you want this holiday season and this new year to look? My co-host, Joan Sharp, allow me to introduce her to you. Joan Sharp of River Family Advisors. She's not just an advisor, she's a thought leader in the area of changing your money mindset. Joan encourages us to change the difficult conversations that we all have about money to a pleasant conversation about shared vision, and you will better support your values, your life experiences, your legacy, and your wealth. Welcome to the show, Joan Sharp.
Thanks, Cornelia. It's great to be here. And as our listeners are listening on the Friday after Thanksgiving and a busy, different week than it had been for them, we are pre-recording this just for disclosures the week before, because as our world is changing and things are crazy, I don't want anyone to think that we are ignoring anything that's going on. But this is the day after Thanksgiving when you're listening to it. And it's another big holiday that we are here with COVID and with numbers going up and having to be different. And cities across the United States are even telling you, you can't have more than X amount of people in your house. And that's not running right with a lot of people. And some people did plan, but this goes back to what we've talked about with the family having a vision and values and what's important, and have those grounded conversations going into when they went from stay in place to going out in the community to now, what does it look like for the holidays? So I don't know about you, Cornelia, but our family, this is the holiday when we always have gotten together for years, because with younger kids involved and everything, it was always the easier holiday for everyone to gather. And what we have is a 4:30 p.m. Zoom call on Thanksgiving this year. That is how we're gathering, which is very different for us, but we're still touching base. What about you? What have you planned different? And what are you doing different?
Well, I'm going to still go over to my parents' house on Thanksgiving. It's going to be the three of us.
Oh, okay.
And so it's the three of us. And we've been spending our time together over this last year. My parents have not been going out at all, really. You know, they've been very good with making sure that they're not around so many people, because they are of age, you know, older. And so they've been social distancing for this year. And so pretty much it's been us the three of us that have been coming together at different times. And so we're gonna still have Thanksgiving together, the three of us. And so that's what we're doing. But I know there's a lot of people that right now are having to change their plans with what they've done in the past, just like you said, with your family. You guys are meeting on Zoom. So that's got to be interesting for you guys to do.
Yeah, well, we kind of got used to seeing each other on Zoom and having those conversations, but you can't have your side conversations. And it's different you usually have, or the catch up that you have individually with people throughout, you know, the couple days. But this is with families. Last time we talked about changing the conversation from goals, stop using the word goals and start having vision. So now we are walking into my family, and we walked into this with a vision of what our holiday and week is going to look like, right? And how are those conversations going with your families? And are you listening to each other about what you're going to do and what does that mean? Now that you've done Thanksgiving this way, Christmas and New Year's are definitely going to be this way. And what if you're a family that maybe does charitable work on doing meals and stuff and may not be able to do that? I know there were turkey distributions that had to change or maybe stop. Instead of people bringing it in, they wrote checks and different things. And we are now, this is Black Friday, which a lot of organizations started their Black Friday sales early. So there were not the crowds at the stores, and people are looking at doing that online. But did you have the conversations about what that looked like? Because now this is when we spend money. This is when we go and take maybe debt that we're paying in January. And this is how we plan what we're going into next year. So I don't know, have people had conversations at Thanksgiving where you listen to what people's visions are? And are you asking questions? Because communication has changed with transition and with all the change we've been going on. People's values and priority of those values have maybe shifted or become more instilled. So if you're a big family value, like our big value was gathering together and being together. That was our priority at Thanksgiving. Well, that's changed now. It doesn't mean family isn't as important, but it just means how I organize and look at that day is different, but inclusive. So when there's transition and change, conversations and the way people talk and communicate can change. And it's very interesting because we're in our own minds in a way a lot, being isolated and thinking things. And I was with a friend and we were talking about food and preparation. And I said something about being safe. And my friend automatically thought I was concerned about the preparation of the food with COVID safe. Well, I am gluten intolerant. And I was focused on what is gluten safe, not COVID safe. Once again, and normally she would have gotten the gluten, but because of where we are and how we're communicating has changed. And we went a few minutes before it was late. Finally, she said, "Do you mean COVID safe? What are you worried about?" And I was like, "Oh no, I'm on gluten safe. I'm beyond COVID now." And so how many times have we had conversations where we're talking and it could be the same thing, but we're just missing? Cornelia, have you had situations when that's happened?
Oh my gosh. I mean, you know, that happens so often where someone is communicating something and the other person is perceiving it in a different way and not in the way that it is communicated, because everybody's got different expectations and perceptions. And so it's like massively important that we are clear with, you know, sharing, like you so well put, our values and what's important to us, and that we clearly communicate that. So many times that happens. You know, I'm always still, you know, communicating back, just to be clear, you know, did I understand you correctly? Is this what you're saying, right?
Yeah. Or this is what I'm hearing. Is this what you meant? We really have to pay attention right now, because even with the people we love so much, they have changed maybe the way they're communicating and actually what their value priority is on making decisions, right? So most people who know me know around Thanksgiving, it's all about my family and being with them. Well, now that isn't it. And when I'm communicating with people, it's a little different. I'm actually isolating a little different this Thanksgiving than I have been, but it's not in a group. And so once again, I'm going to say, as life changes and transitions happen, we communicate differently, intentionally or unintentionally. And this is where the patience needs to come. And it's not about where I'm coming from. I have to stop and understand where the other person is coming from, because you don't want to be in my head. It can be a little scary. Like, I am good at doing outlines and forgetting to fill in all the important information. And I am way beyond, as I was with that gluten conversation, somewhere else than where someone is. But that happens with all conversations. But as we're all in under the stress, we're going to see it happen more. And now is a heavy money time place, right? Mm-hmm. And some people have more savings, some have less. We are not spending as much money on food, maybe. Maybe we're going to spend more because we haven't had to buy it because we're at other places. And it's gift giving season. No matter what religion you are, pretty much the stores have made sure everyone's giving gifts at this time of year. And we've changed who we are and what our priorities are. Maybe that extra special gift of something we would have liked before isn't where we are now and want to be. But would that person in your life who would want to surprise you know? Have you communicated? Did you sit down at Thanksgiving and talk about what this gift-giving season is going to look like versus just what are the holidays going to look like, but what are we going to do for gifts? And if you have a family that maybe has worked at a shelter over Christmas and you can't do that now, did you communicate, as disappointed as you are, what the purpose was and why you did that? And is that still an important purpose? And how can you accomplish that maybe leading up to Christmas? And understanding and asking each person, where are they coming from and what's important from them? And help them, especially if you have children, ask more questions. Don't expect to hear what you think you're going to hear, because it might not happen. Cornelia, you're shaking your head like, if you had this when you expect to hear an answer and something else comes out and you're like, Whoa, I got to double back here now. I was going this way.
Oh yeah. I've definitely had that happen. And you know, we just have to be really conscious with what it is that we're communicating and making sure that we are clear. But you know, as you're talking about the gift giving thing, the thought that came to my mind recently is my parents, my mom and her partner, they recently have changed the way they're gift giving. So my mom's partner, he has got, you know, four children who all have children and then great grandchildren and all of that. To where my mom's partner at the Christmas time, everybody would always get, you know, money in cards, right? And it has become over the years very, very expensive. And so this year, the decision has been made that only the great, great grandchildren are going to get little baskets from great grandpa. And that's it, little baskets. And so it's been interesting hearing the conversations that they're all having, but Mom has been reporting back to me that this has all been communicated. It's been communicated over the last 4 months. There's a change in the air, and this is what we're going to be doing. And so, and I thought that's a really cool way to, you know, get everybody prepared ahead of time. But some people didn't have those conversations ahead of time, and they're now going to be having the conversations, you know, at Thanksgiving or after Thanksgiving. So I'm glad you're bringing this up, Joan.
Yeah. So, you know, it's interesting. So when the pressure and the expectations aren't high as high around the holidays and they don't get it, there's not as much disappointment. You get to feel it in a different place and walk into it and change your planning and thinking about this. And so many people now may have like been wanting to give trips and I mean experiences, or maybe they only gave stuff and now they're going to give an experience, or, you know, our national parks have been so packed. Maybe someone never would have thought of the national parks as a gift to someone because of experiences they've had and being able to go to national parks or state parks. That's now what they're going to give, or maybe that's what that person wants. Like someone who always gets their nails done and has their hair to the best may want a camelback this year for hiking. And it's just because of the changes that have gone on. This has been a year. I mean, if, you know, we think about this, started at the beginning of a lot of major holidays, and it's going through the whole year of major holidays here for everybody. So how can we not have changed? And so our conversations are changing. And so this is a time to have fun understanding where someone's coming from now, because there's been personal regression and personal development on this.
Now, Joan, can I ask you, do you find that,
yes,
you said that you, with your family, you said that you guys have been meeting more regularly on Zoom. Do you find that you guys have gotten maybe even a little bit closer and a little bit more curious, or what do you?
Well, it's interesting because we always had some kind of feed and talk going on.
Okay.
But what's wonderful is one of my nephews has a daughter that had just turned 2 and had a baby during COVID. So we were able, all of us, to see the baby right not long after he was born, you know, and I'm going to say live on Zoom, but some people would have seen him live in person for a year. So experiencing that togetherness on that was really cool. One of my nieces, when she went to college, we got to see her dorm room, which we would have never seen, right? So, yeah, so there's been a few things, which is great. I'm going to say for some of the younger ones that we were able to be a little bit closer on that. And we did it long enough, and then we've just kind of been out for a while. So we haven't done it since like the end of September. So this one will be our first one. And so it'll be more exciting again.
Yeah,
to see everyone. But some of us have gotten out a bit to see each other in safe locations too. In doing that. But this is, you know, that everyone is changing and what's important and how to do it. So it'll be interesting to hear and have some more of those conversations at Thanksgiving. And I'm going to say communication really, Cornelia, is the crux to everything. Emails is verbal, text. Understanding how the other person hears things is more important than anything, because you can say from your listening or how you know something, but it doesn't mean it's received the same way. And so I have put communication at the top of my process, because it isn't how I communicate. It's how you receive information, how you need to receive information to make decisions and learn. And that is how I start my processes with communication. And then we go to envision and understanding your vision. So once I understand how you communicate and how you need stuff and what's important, it helps me when you discuss your vision and envisioning where you want to go. And then we work into your resources, which that has to mold around your vision because it's about you. And then once again, communicating to you and how you hear and learn how your resources work. And then implementation, working with you hand by hand and implementing things. And that, we call it the CERI, C-E-R-I. It's the, my guidance system, kind of like Siri, but it is what I do and how I work with individuals as an advisor. And I'm starting a coaching for individuals that it will be, it's not on my website yet, but it is going to be up there. And or there's the conversations group. So the coaching is totally guidance, check-in, support around this method of working, but you do a lot more on your own. But and how to support you in having these conversations with the people yourself and those close to you, and understanding how to listen to where they're coming from and how to appreciate who they are and what their values are as they're shifting and changing along with yours to continue to grow together and move forward with this. And I should say, my website is www.riveradvisors.com. And come hit the tab that says join, changing your conversation, because this is about changing your conversation and supporting you with it and helping you listen and move forward where you want to move forward.
Yeah, I love that. And those conversation groups, they are quarterly, right?
They start quarterly, yeah.
They start quarterly, which is great. So definitely giving that a look-see to see if this is something that's right for you was something that we've been inviting the audience to do, and also to, you know, contact you just for a conversation of, you know, what some of your visions are and where you want to go. And even if you have questions, we've also asked the audience to submit questions. So feel free to send us some questions that you may have that Joan may be able to answer for you on our next upcoming podcast.
Yes, and share it, a story, and we can share it anonymously where you have changed that conversation from money to vision, and then you're able to then work with your resources and feel like you have moved forward on this.
You know, Joan, while we've been talking, I really get that your book needs to come out, Changing the Conversation. I really got it. I saw the cover. It needs to be written. I mean, you know, everything that we've been doing here with these podcasts are a perfect beginning for changing the conversation. I think it's important because, you know, that book, The Love Languages, the five love languages or something like that. It's learning how to communicate your feelings and how you receive love. That's that book. Wow. And it's the same thing with learning how to communicate our vision with our legacy and what the vision is, changing the conversation from money to vision. So I think this is, you know, a seed I'm planting if it hasn't already been, you know, active in you and it's ready to materialize. So yeah.
Yeah, that's a great, you never know with all these shows what will come out. Yes.
It's great. So I'm not sure how much time we have we've got 3 minutes till end. Aren't we doing great? So what do you want to say to the audience today? It's, you know, when they're listening to it, the day after Thanksgiving, what do you want to leave the audience with?
I want to say, I wish you a happy gift-giving season and gifts of many type. And the gift of really having people hear you and listen to you and your ability to hear and listen to. As we all have been in this transition and evolution and change, and let's see each other differently than we have. Meet everyone as if you hadn't met them before, so that we can start communicating in a new way together and letting our visions for what our expectations are, our vision, our expectations come from that, and sharing that and not being afraid on what it is in the experience of the day, the weekend, and hearing what other people that you're with expectations are and working to blend it together, and then seeing how the resources together help make it all happen. So let's start this end of the year with the beginning of the year attitude.
I love it. I love that. And there's a couple things I want to add to that. And that is, you used those words in your conversation earlier, is to be curious, to listen to the other person, to be curious, to bring the curiosity and drop the defense. And it's like, hey, be curious and optimistic and open to hear the vision of the other person. Drop the defense, because if you're meeting someone for the first time to have the conversation, there's nothing to defend because you're truly curious to hear what the other person's vision is.
Yeah. Yes, it is so true. And here we are.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, everyone, for listening and for tuning in. And we'll see you again next time. Take good care.
Thanks, Cornelia.
Thanks, Joan.
You've been listening to The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Lady Boss, Women Inspiring Women, featuring leading-edge entrepreneurs who are putting the focus on empathic leadership in today's modern-day world. Text the word Cornelia to the number 22828 and receive her weekly newsletters. For more information on Cornelia Stephanie and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to corneliastephanie.com.